Begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin, daf Lamed Ches. Begin on the third line daf at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf, because it had mentioned the discussion between Yehuda and Chizkiah, the sons of Reb Chiya. So the Gemara brings an incident relating to these two Talmidei Chacham. Yehuda v'Chizkiah b'nei Reb Chiya, the sons of Reb Chiya, habayasiv b'sudas kamei Rebbe, they were sitting by a meal in front of Rebbe, Reb Yehuda Anasi. V'lava kamar v'lamidya, they weren't saying anything. Amalahu, so Rebbe said to his attendants, agberu chamra adardiki, give a lot of wine to these young children, to the young men, so that they should say something. Now, Kibin the Ivasim, once they became intoxicated, Paschav Amr, they opened up and they said the following halacha. Ein ben David ba, Mashiach, the son of David, doesn't come, at sheyichlu shnei batei avos meYisrael, until two families in the Jewish people will be wiped out. The Elohim, and they are, Rayish Goylish Abibabel, the head of the diaspora in Babel, the Nasi Shaber Yisrael, and the head of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, who was actually the family of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Shlomo says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Bahaya, that the Savior of the Jewish people will be Lamikdash, for a sanctity for the Jewish people, Ula Evan Negev, but he will be a stone that will hurt the feet, Ula Tzur Michshol, and will also be a rock, that will be a stumbling block, L'shnei Bati Yisrael, to two houses in the Jewish people, referring to the two leaders of their families, that of the diaspora and that of Eretz Yisrael. So Mohammed Rebbe said to them, Bonai, my sons, you're putting thorns in my eyes? How can you say such a drasha that my family will be wiped out? So their father Reb Chiya said to Rebbe, Rebbe, my teacher, Al Yer Benecha, don't be upset in your eyes. Yayin nitin meshiv maisis. Wine is given over in 70 letters, meaning the gematria, the numerical value of yayin, yud, yud, and the nun, yud is 10, and nun is 50, is 50 letters, meaning the number 70. Besaid nitin meshiv maisis, and the gematria, the numerical value of side of secret, is also 70 letters, where the teaching tells us, nichnas yayin yotze side. When 170 comes in, that of wine, out comes a different 70, that of secrets. In other words, they normally wouldn't say such a thing, but since you gave them wine, so out come the secrets that they wouldn't say, but now they came out because of their lack of inhibitions, and that's why they said, but really they wouldn't say that, it wouldn't be appropriate to say that in front of you. Now, related discussion regarding the wiping out of Jewish people, Amram Chizda, Amram Arukva, Vamrila, and some say Amram Chizda, the Darish Mar, Bar, Mori Bar Mar. Might have said, what does it mean in the Pasuk in Daniel? It says, V'yishkar Hashem, Hashem was swift and diligent, Al Hara, regarding the evil, and he brought it on us, the Jewish people, because Hashem, our God, is a righteous, a charitable God. Now the question is, Mishum the Tzadik Hashem, because Hashem is a Tzadik, v'yishkar Hashem al harav, v'yivyeh oleinu, so Hashem was swift and quick to bring the evil upon us. Well, how does that match? You could say he's a gibor, he has a judgment. Why would we call it charity? Says Gemara, in yes, tzedakah asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. It was actually charity that Kadosh Baruch Hu did with the Jewish people. Shehiktim, that he was made it earlier and he brought it quickly. Galus Tzidkiyahu, the last phase of the Galus, going down to Babel, which was that with Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, when it was still va'id Galus Yichanya Kayemes, that when the first wave of those who had gone to exile, and that of with Melech Yichanya, that they still, those first exiles had not died yet, when they went to exile in Babel with Yechaniah, where there were many that were Chachamim in Torah, and therefore they were still around to teach the later phase of the exiles, the Halachas of Torah, because they were very well-learned. So it's actually a favor of the Jewish people, it's charity, that they went down quicker so that they could still learn from the earlier arrivals. Nachsiv Bei B'Golas Yechaniah, like it says regarding those who had gone to exile with the earlier phase of Yechaniah, Pasuk in Malachim Bei says, HaCharish V'HaMazgir, that they were the craftsmen and the gatekeepers were Elif, there were 1,000 of them. But the homiletic interpretation is that when it says they were charish, it means kivin shepayschin, since when these individuals would open up their mouth in Torah, hakoil nasu kacharash, and everyone else would become like deaf mutes, no one could say anything. That's the word hacharish, referring to a charish. And maskir, they were the gatekeepers, meaning kivin shesurgin mahalacha, once those individuals would close a halachic topic, meaning that they wouldn't know the answer, it would be eluding them. Shuvain Paiskin, then no one else would open up anymore, no one else would be able to open up, because if they don't know, for sure no one else knows. And how many of these great Tamidachim were there from Golas Yechaniah? There were 1,000, there were 1,000. So it was actually a favor that Kadosh Baruch Hu did tzedakah by having the later phase come down while the earlier exiles were still around. Another interpretation, Ulama, he says the charity of Hashem bringing the Golas quicker was because Shehiktim, that he had prefaced the destruction, Shtei Shanim, 2 years, before the numerical value of what it says in the pasuk in Devarim of to vinoshantim, to this that you'll get old, you'll grow old, which the numerical value is 852. And the Jewish people went into exile 850 years since they had come into Eretz Yisrael, because the pasuk says in Melachim Aleph that it was in the 480th year since they had come into Eretz Yisrael that they finally built the Beis HaMikdash. And the first Beis HaMikdash was around for 410 years. That makes for a total of 890. But you minus 40 years that they delayed in the Midbar, because that was actually 480 years after they had left Eretz Mitzrayim. So you take away 40 years of the Midbar, so that comes out to 850. So they went to Gala, they had the Churban Bayis Rishon 2 years before the numerical value of a Nishantim. And the reason is because had Hashem delayed it another 2 years till it would be the numerical value of a Nishantim, then it would have been fulfilled what the Pasuk says over there in the Devarim Dalet, Ki Avir Teved Maher, you will be swiftly wiped out, Vishamit Tashmeidun, which it says over there in the Parsha. Hashem didn't want it to reach to a Nishantim, and therefore he took them out 2 years early. Now, Amr Bacha by Yaakov, he reflects, he says, Shema Mino, what we infer from this is that Mehera de Mariyama, the swiftness of the master of the world, is Tamni Mei V'chamshem Etartin Havir, is 852, which that's the gematria of Nishantim, which says over there, Ovei Tavei de Mahur, you will be swiftly wiped out, which you see that what does it mean quick? It means that Hashem will wait that amount of years of 852. That's what it means to be quick. Now, by doing it 2 years early, that was the tzedakah that we didn't have that Ovei Tavedun that Hishamit Tishamedun. Now, the Mishnah continues and says that Lefikach, therefore, a person has to say, which was based on this concept that the world was created for me, because a person was Niv Yechid, a person was created as an individual, that he was the only one. A person sees the chashivas, the importance of just being even just one person. Now, Tanabon, when the Braisa, Adam Yechidin Niv, a man was created alone, as an individual. And what's the reason for that? It says, so that the heretics shouldn't say, those who deny Hashem and the Torah, that they're going to say that there were many deities, many different gods in heaven, and because you see, many different people were created initially, because each one was making their own species. That's why it was made one, to show that there was only one God. Another interpretation, because of the righteous and the wicked. What does that mean? So the righteous shouldn't say, "Anu b'nei tzaddik, we are the sons of a righteous," meaning our father was created righteous, therefore we are righteous, and we don't have to distance ourselves from sins because we won't stumble because we're from the righteous man that was created. Whereas the wicked people are going to say, "Anu b'nei rasha, we're the sons of a wicked person. We don't have to repent and to do righteous things because it's not going to help." And that's what would be if there were more than one man. They would say, "Oh, we're from that species." And therefore Hashem made one man to show everyone is on the same. No one is automatically a tzaddik and no one's automatically a rasha. The Va'acha, a different interpretation, is because of the different family feuds. Shleyu mishpachis mezgar zibazu, that family should not fight one with the other, because even now, where we all created from one man, miskaris, still families fight and say, we're better than your family. Never shnayim, had it been that when the man was originally created, it was two different men, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so that they would say, our father, who was created by Hashem, is greater than your father, you're from an inferior race, and that's why it was created from all one man. Another interpretation is because of robbers and because of extortionists, that they're going to say, what, this land? It's not from your father, it's from our father. The world was split up, our father had these lands, not you. As the Gemara says, because even now where we find that the world was created with one man, and still people rob and they extort, had it been created with two men, all the more so, where they say, this is not your part of the world, it's from our father. And that's why man was created as one individual. Moreover, the Mishnah said, another reason is lahagid gudlase b'chulu, to talk about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara brings a source from this from a Braisa in the Pasuk, turn on in the Braisa. Lahagid gudlase shemelech macham locham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was talking about the greatness of the King of all kings, the Holy One, blessed be He, sha'adam teveya kamev matbeis b'chaisim echad, because a man mints many coins with one seal. V'kulun demin zelazen, therefore all the coins look the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bar Hashem, Tevei HaKalod Mechaisa Mishal Marishan, He sealed everybody, minted them, with the same seal that He made with Adam Marishan, that form. No one looks the same as his friend. Shneimak says the Pasuk in Eiv, Tis Hapech Kachay Merchaisim, that it will turn in like clay, his seal, meaning after a person passes away, then his seal, which is what he looks like, his divine image, turns into clay because his soul leaves him. And then ultimately in Tchiyas HaMeisim, by the revival of the dead, he will stand as if there's a garment on him. Now, for the fact that it calls it a chesim, obviously we can understand that Hashem had minted the human race with this seal, which again is all from Adam Rishon, and yet everybody looks different. That's the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he made one person and everyone's different. Now, why is it that their faces don't look the same? So says the Gemara, so that a person shouldn't see someone else's beautiful house, someone else's beautiful wife. He'll say, she's mine. And no one's going to be able to deny him because no one's going to be able to recognize who's who. Everyone looks the same. That's why people have to look different. Shlomo says in the Pasuk over there afterwards, it says, v'yimana mirshom oirim, that he will prevent from the wicked their light, which refers to the shine of his face. In other words, from the fact that his shine of his face doesn't look the same as his friend, therefore that will make Uzariya Rama Tishavir, and the high-handedness of the wicked, he will break. In other words, he won't be able to say that she's mine, because everyone can tell you're not the same. We have face recognition, and it's that person's wife and home, and not yours. Related, the Gemara says, Tanu Linda Braisa, Yermeya said, B'shleisha dvarim adem mishtan mechaber. There's in three areas that a person is different than his friend. B'koil, his voice; B'mara, his appearance; U'badas, and in his thoughts. And the reason for this, says the Gemara, is B'koil b'mara, in his voice and how he appears, mishum erva, because of intimate relations, so that a person should not mix up the wife and her husband, not at daytime because she could tell how he looks, and not at nighttime because of his voice is different than the neighbor's husband. Ubedas, and the reason why they have different thoughts is because of robbers and extortionists. In other words, if everyone thought the same way and everyone know what his friend is thinking, then he would check for his treasures and he'll know where his money is hidden, because they all think the same way, and therefore everyone would just steal everyone else's money. That's why people think differently, look differently, and sound differently. The Gemara continues a related discussion of the creation of man. Adam nivra be'erev Shabbos. Man was created on Friday afternoon, and on Erev Shabbos. What's the reason for this? So that the heretics should not say that man was actually a partner with him, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'maisa b'reishis, in the creation of the world, and that's why he was before everything. So to prevent that mistake, he was made at the end to show that he was not a partner with the creation of the world. Another interpretation is that if a man ever becomes arrogant, they tell him, what are you finding yourself so great? Even the mosquito came before you in the creation of the world. And usually that's in the hierarchy of importance. So don't think you're so great, especially if you're coming from the element of the physical creation, which man is not greater necessarily in that area, but rather in his spiritual pursuits. Another interpretation is so that the reason why he's created an Erev Shabbos, that right when he's created, should go straight into a mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Another interpretation is that he should go and enter the festivities, the festive meal right away, that he should find everything prepared and be able to eat from whatever he wants to, which is Mashal Melech Basam Adam, that can be compared, a parable to a flesh and blood king, Shebana Palterin, that he built a palace, Veshichlon, and he decorated it, Vehiskin Sudin, prepared a whole festive meal, Vaachkach Hechnasech, and then he brings in the guests. Shnem, like it says in Pasuk Mishlei, Chach Mais Bansa Beisa, her wisdom built her house, Chatzva Amudea Shiva, she made the pillar 7. Tavcha Tivcha, she slaughtered what has to be slaughtered. Mascha Yena, she poured her wine. Afarcha Shachana, she even went and prepared her table. Shalchan Arisea, she sent forth for her maidens. Tikra, she called. Algape Merei Mekaris, on top of the walls of the city. What does this mean? Chachmeis Bansa Besa, the wisdom built the house. Zumi Dasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this refers to the different attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those different midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shabara Eskal Olam Kula B'Chochma, that he went and created the whole entire world with wisdom. Chatzva Amadea Shiva, that she formed 7 pillars. Elu Shibisim Eberashis, these are the pillars of the world, those are the 7 days of creation, that the world continues to go through that cycle. Tavcha Tivcha Mascha Yayna, she slaughtered the meat and poured the wine. Af Archa Shachana, she prepared her table. Elu Yamim and the harvest of Achol Tzarchayim, that refers to the seas and the rivers and all the necessities of the world. Those were all there. And then Shulchan Nareseh, Tikkun, then she sent her maidens and called Se'od and Mechavet, that refers to Od Mechavet, to come and partake of the world that was set up for them. When it says Agape Merei Mekeres, that it was on top of the wall of the city, Rabbi B'chana Rami, he posed the following contradiction. K'siv al gapi. Here it says, on gapi, which is a high place. U'ksiv, and yet the pasuk says, in Mishle, later on, says al kise, on top of the throne, on top of the chair, which sounds like, not on top of the wall, but somewhere lower down. Meaning, and that says the Gemara, because betchil al gapi, in the beginning was on the heights. Well, besides, at the end, when they soured, and they sinned, and they were chased away, Adam Chava was al kise, that was only on top of the chair. Now, after that pasuk, it says, Mi pesi, who's the fool? Yasser Haina that turns away over here. Chasal Leib, someone lacking of heart, of understanding, Amrulai had said to him. What does that mean? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu had said, Mi peso lezeh, who enticed, who seduced a man that he should turn away over here to eat from the Eitz Hadas, was Isha, was the woman who is Chasar Leiv, who is lacking of intelligence. Amrulai, she said to him, like it says the pasuk in Mishlei, Noyif Isha, the one who has this affair with a woman, Chasar Leiv is lacking of heart. But the way the pasuk can be read is Isha Chasar Leiv, the one Noyif Isha Chasar Leiv. It's the woman who is a lack of understanding. Says Hakadosh Baruch Hu, she's the one that got Adam Rishon to eat from the Tzadas, and then he was removed from over here because of that they had sinned on the Tzadas. Tanya Linda Brisa, Yirmeya Omer Meya said, Adam Rishon, the first man, Mikol Olam Kula Hutzva Afaret, from the entire world, his earth was gathered. Shnemek says the pasuk in Tilim. Adam Rishon says, Golmi, my formless mass, Ro Einecha, your eyes beheld. Meaning, from everywhere where your eyes behold Hashem, you had made my Golem, my formless mass, and which is the entire world. Because the pasuk says in Divya Yom and Beis, Ki Hashem, because Hashem, Eina Mishaiter says Bechol Aretz, his eyes roam the entire earth, so since it's wherever his eyes see, that's where his gailam, his formless mass was taken from, so that's why we see that his earth was taken from the entire world. Now, Amar Vayishim Mishmei Rav, he explains the Admir Rishon, the first man as a continuum in Bay, is goof at me bubble. His body was taken from bubble, and it's because it's bubble is very deep, low down earth. It would seem that from there the earth of Adam, which a man made from earth, was taken from, and that's why it became a metzula, a very deep down valley, because the earth that was taken off from it to make Adam's body. Vereisha Meretz Yisrael, and his head was from Meretz Yisrael, which is the highest and most distinguished of all the lands, as a person's head is. Veivav, and his limbs, meaning his hands and his feet, was Mishar Ratzah, from all of the lands of the entire world, as we learned before, that his earth was taken from all over the world. And Agvaisav, and his buttocks, Amr Bachi says, Ma'akr da'agma, that's from Akr da'agma, which is in Bavel, which is a very deep place, and that was the earth that was needed for his bottom. Amr Bichim Bachanini says, Shteim esri shayis havayim. There are 12 hours in a day. And the first day that of Erev Shabbos was that Adam HaRishon was created went as follows. Shari shayin hutzva afari. The first hour of the day, his earth was gathered together. Shniya nasagil, the second hour, he was made into this formless mass. Shlishis nimtuch evarv, in the third hour, his limbs were formed. Revius nizukar bein nesham, in the fourth hour, the soul was breathed into him. Chamishis amar araglav, in the fifth hour, he stood up on his feet. Shishis karishemis, in the sixth hour, he called names to all the animals of the world. Shvius nizdav gulichav, in the seventh hour, he was mated with his wife Chava. Shminis, in the eighth hour, olamitishnaim, they went onto a bed to mate with two people, meaning him and his wife, the Yardarba, and they came down with four people, Adam and Chava, and Cain and his twin, because Hevel actually says Taisa was not born that time, but rather later on. Tashias in the ninth hour, Nitzdav Shal Elechem in the Ilan, he was commanded not to eat from the tree of the Eitz Hadas. Asiris Sarach in the tenth hour, they soured, meaning they committed the sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas. Achas Esrei Nidin in the 11th hour, he was judged. And Shteim Esrei Nitrid Valachla in the 12th hour, he was chased out and sent out from Gan Eden, from the Garden of Eden. Shneim, like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Adam, referring to Adam Rishon, Bikar, in his pride, in his glory, Baal Yon will not sleep overnight, meaning even one night he didn't sleep in his glory. Before the night came, he was already chased out from his Yikar and his Gedulam from Gan Eden. Now, more of Amram Bacham, he says, Ein Chai Rosh, let's be Adam, a wild animal does not rule over a person, Elim Kein Nidmul Kibayim, unless he appears to the wild animal like a domesticated animal. Shneim, like the Pasuk says over there in that Pasuk in Tehillim, Nimshal, they were ruled Kibahemus Nidmul, because they appeared to be like Behemus. After a person sins, he loses that Tzelem Elikim, and therefore that downgrades him from this high level, of Bikar, and therefore makes him like a behemo, which is what he is without keeping Hashem's Torah mitzvahs, and then a wild animal can rule over him. Shah, Besaif, Arami, Simon is a mnemonic, which are the topics of Amar B'Hudim Arav regarding Adam. Amar B'Hudim Arav, he says, B'Shah Shabikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livrei, says Adam, at the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create man, Barakat Acha Shamalach HaShavs, he created one group of ministering angels. So Amalami said to them, "Ritzaincha mezid, you will," quoting a pasuk in Bereishis, that nasa adam mitzam inu, we should make man in our image. So Amalafan, they said in front of him, "Ribbono shel Olam, master of the world, ma ma'isav, what are his actions?" Amalahen kach v'kach ma'isav, he said that, well, this and this is what he does. So Amalafan, they said to him, "Ribbono shel Olam, master of the world," quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, "Ma enish kisiv kerenu, what is mankind that you should recall him? Uven adam, the son of man, kisiv kedenu, that you should pay him any attention. Why would you create man?" So he stretched out his small little finger amongst those ministering angels and burnt them. And the same thing happened with the second group. Kachlishes, when it came time for the third group, Amr Lefanav, they said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, master of the world, Rishayim Sh'amr Lefanecha Maha Elu, the first groups that told you not to make man, what did they gain? Kol Olam Kula Shalchahu, so they said, look, the entire world Hashem is yours. Kol Mashat Ha'Roitzes Lasves Ba'Olam Chaseh, whatever you want to do in your world, go ahead and do it. When you want to make man, make man. Now, Kivin Shegiel, Anche Dera Mabel, Anche Dera Flogabu, when they came to the terrible generations of the generation of the flood and of the dispersion, Shemaseim Kukum, that their actions were crooked, Amr Lefanav, they said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, master of the world, Lo Yafa Amr Shem Lefanecha, wasn't it appropriate what the first groups of Malachim had told you? Why would you make man? On that, Amr Lehen, Hashem said to them, quoting a pasuk in Yeshaya, Va'ad Zikne Anihu, and until old age, I am him. Va'ad seva ani esbal, until very old age, I will tolerate v'gayim, etc. Which Hashem is basically saying that all the days of man, I will tolerate him. And therefore, although he's wicked, it's still not a problem. It's still something that I want, even if mankind is not acting appropriately. And the Gemara continues with another teaching from Amar V'Yehuda Merav on Adam Arishan, the first man. Misayfa oylam va'ad seifa haya. His length was from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Shlomo says the pasuk in Devarim, it says, "Lemin hayoyim ashebara elikim adam al aretz," from the day which God created Adam, man, on the earth, which was ulumiktzeh shemaim about ktzeh shemaim, from one end of the heaven to the other end of the heaven, which is from one end to the other. That was his length from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Now, kimin shesach, once he soured that he sinned at the chet of the itzadas, haniach Hakadosh Baruch Hu yado yalov umiyata. Hakadosh Baruch Hu put his hand on him and diminished him. Shnem, like it says, the pasuk in Tehillim, Achar v'kedem tzartone, Hashem, you fashioned me back and front, which is, as the Gemara says in Brachas, HaMachalf Manav, where there was two forms, what's called du partzufin, the front was male and the back was female. V'atashas l'kapecha, and then you put your palm on me, and that was the diminishing of Adam Arishan, which is that he wasn't any more the length of one end of the world to the other. Amar Balaza, he says, Adam Rishon min ha'aretz ad l'rikia haya. Adam Rishon was as tall as from the ground up until the skies. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Lemen ha'yom ashabar l'kim adam al aretz." He learns from the day from when that to interpret that pasuk that Hashem had created man on earth, ulmiktzia hashemayim, until the edge of the heavens, meaning he was standing on earth, but his head reached all the way into the heavens. But kimet shesarach, once he soured, haniachad the Kadosh Baruch Hu yadav elav miyata, Kadosh Baruch Hu placed his hand on him and diminished him. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Achav b'kem tzartan b'kem etzetcher," which is that Hashem put his hand on him and then diminished him. Now the Gemara's kasha kradadi, the psukim are a difficult one. The other one's learning that it means from that he was from one end of the world to the other. If he was laying down, let's say his head would reach all the way to his foot, and whereas in the other interpretation says he was as tall as from the earth all the way to the shemayim. So the Gemara, Idvidi Chadamidi, it's actually the same exact measurement. And therefore, it's not a contradiction regarding his height and regarding the Pesukah. Another teaching of Amar V'Yehuda Merav on this topic, Adam Arishan, the first man, Beloshon Arami Sipur, he spoke in Aramaic. Shtemel, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim over there, which is after the Pasuk that we mentioned on Amud Aleph, that where he said, Gol Muro Einecha, that my shapeless mass, you saw your eyes on me. And that Mizmer, which is talking about the formation of Adam Arishan, so it says that Adam Rishon said, "Veli unto me, mayakru re'echa el." How heavy is your re'echa, which refers to ra'yoyin, regarding the thought? How heavy are your thoughts? Which yakru and ra'yoyin are two Aramaic words, and so we see that Adam Rishon spoke in Aramaic. Now, regarding this pasuk that Adam Rishon had said, says the Gemara behind the Amr Shlokish. This is what Shlokish said. What does it mean the pasuk in Bereishis, "Zeh Sefer told this Adam"? This is the book of the of the children of Adam. What is that coming to say? This comes to teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon the toldos of Adam, which is derv every single generation and those who seek him, derv chacham of every generation and the wise men of their generation. Now, kivin shegila derv Rabbi Kiva, once he reached to the generation of Rabbi Kiva, sameach b'teriyasay v'nisatz b'misasis. Adam Rishon, when he saw the sefer of Toldos Adam of all the future generations, when he saw Rabbi Kiva, he rejoiced in the Torah of Rabbi Kiva, who he was the key of giving over Teresh Bapeh. But he was saddened regarding his death, that he was tortured to death by being combed with iron combs by the Romans. Amar, he said, regarding that, this pasuk, "V'li ma yokor re'echa el," to me, how heavy are your thoughts, Hashem? I said, I don't grasp that. How is it possible that this could have happened to Rabbi Kiva? Another teaching, "V'amar v'yehudim arav," Adam Rishon min haya, says that Adam Rishon was a heretic, which was that he was inclined towards idol worship. How do we know? This Shanem, like said, the pasuk of Bereishis over there, "V'yikar Hashem l'kimel Adam Hashem," the God called to man, the Yimalayak, he says, where are you? What does that mean? An not alipcha, where is your heart turning, straying towards? Where are you? You're not where you are supposed to be, because he was inclined towards idolatry. Rabbi Yitzchok, he says, Meishach bar losa haya. He actually drew the foreskin over his area where he was circumcised to actually be an annulment of the bris of Mila, by pulling the foreskin as if he wasn't circumcised over that place. Because the pasuk says in Hosea, "Behema ka'adam," and they are like Adam, which was over bris, that they violated the covenant. And what does it mean to violate a covenant? It says within Bereishis, where this is in Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Dalet, says the pasuk there begins that any male that's uncircumcised that will not circumcise the flesh of his arla, the pasuk says, "Es brisi hefar," he has nullified my covenant. So you see that to violate the covenant means regarding the bris milah, and they violated like Adam, which is because Adam was also Moshech bar Lasse. Rav Nachman, he says, Kaifa b'ikah, he says, Adam Rishon was a denier in the primary element of Hashem's oneness in the world. Because Ksivach, here it says in the pasuk that we mentioned that they're like Adam that over bris, they violated the covenant. Ksivasim, it says a different pasuk in Devarim, where it says, in Devarim Chav Beis Tes, the Amr, they said, Alasher Azvu Bris Hashem Eloi, and the Gir says Eloi Kehem, that they violated the bris of Hashem their God, where the pasuk there ends, Vishtachavu Lelehim Achayim Beyavdim, that they served other gods, where they denied the oneness, the unity of Rabbein Shleilim. That's what it means to nullify the bris, and Adam Rishon was also of Ravris, and therefore that also connotes that he was a Kaifa Baker. Now, a related discussion, the Gemara brings the Tznan Hasim within the Mishmah Sechtes Aves, that says, Rabbi Loza Aymi says, Hefeshakud Lumay Torah. You should be diligent to learn Torah, you should be quick and with alacrity. And the reason for that, Veda Mashatosh of Apikarius, that you should know what to respond to an Apikarius or a heretic who comes and tries to bring proof from the Torah to the words of the Sadducees, of the heretics, and therefore you should be well equipped in knowing what to respond. And as the Gemara begins illustrating those examples, where Amar Yechanan, he says, we only learned that a person should respond with proofs from the Torah, to respond to their questions from the Torah, only if it's a denier that's a non-Jew. Aval Apikaris Yisrael, but if that Apikaris is a Jew, Koshkin de Pakert Fei, from the word Apikaris, for sure he's going to deny more, because he's someone that recognized, and he still is a denier. And from that, the person will be analytical, and you won't be able to respond to him anything that he'll accept. So therefore, for sure, that person, don't even bother wasting your time in responding to him. Now, more of Omer B'yichan, he says, "Kamokim shepakar aminim," anywhere where those who throw off the yoke and they try to bring proof in the Torah to show that their wayward ways, that they can do whatever they want because the Torah is not true, shuvasim b'tzidan, their response to their claims are actually right next to their questions. Which, that's where the beginning is regarding what we're talking about, the creation of Adam Rishon. It says in Bereishis, Hashem says, Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu, let us make man in our image. Sounds like, Chas Hashem, that there is more than this, there is no unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that as if there's others out there besides Hashem that make a decision, that Hashem is consulting with them. But then says the Gemara, but the pasuk right after that says, Vayivra Elikim as Adam Bitzalmai, Vayivra is a Lashon Yachid, is an individual, only Hashem created man in his image. So though it says in the plural, which is the question is, oh, so there's pluralism. No, you see right after that, it was said in an individual term. So too in the pasuk says, regarding the Dar HaFlaga, in Bereishis, Hava Nirda, Benivla Sham Safasim, let us go down and mix up their languages, sounds in the plural. Says Rabbi Yechanan, it says right there, Vayirid Hashem Larissa Sirvas Amigdal. Hashem goes down, it says Vayirid in the singular, to see the city and to see the tower. So too it says Apostle Kisham Niglu Elov Elikim, because that's where God had revealed himself to him. So it sounds like Niglu that they revealed. Again, it says La'el Ho'ino Isabim Sirasi, says the Av, that it was to the God who saved me from my troubles, which again it says Ho'ina in the singular. So there's a pasuk in Devarim that says, "Ki miga gadol ashaloi elikim kerayv melam." Who is such a great nation like the Jewish people that God is close to him, but kerayvim is in the plural, as if there's many. Again, the pasuk says right over there, "Kashem elikeinu b'chol kereinu elav." That Hashem is close to us when we call out to him in the singular. So there's a pasuk in Shmuel Beis that says, "Mikam ki Yisrael." Who is like your nation, like the Jewish people? Goyechad ba'aretz, one nation amongst the land. Ashaholchu elikim. That God went, and it says holcho in the plural, but it says right after that, lifto isloi la'am, to redeem him as a people, it says it in the singular, so we see again that there's only one God, and not more than that. So to a pasuk in Daniel, it says, adi harsav and remiv, until he saw that there were these chairs, these thrones that were set up, which sounds like that there's two, chas shalom, as if there's more than Hashem. But the pasuk says right after that, "Va'atik Yemin Yisiv," and the old one of days, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is sitting, which it says in the singular. But the Gemara asks, okay, fine. So whatever the Kaifim tries saying, oh, you see, there's more than one, we show right after, no, there's only one. But ask the Gemara, Hanach Lamali, why do we need this for? Why are those psukim written in the plural, which, okay, so that's where the question starts from, so we have an answer, but why is it written in the plural in the first place? Says the Gemara, Kajab Yechanan. The Gemara Yechanan says, because everything Hashem does, he consults with his heavenly court. Dam Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yechon says, "Ina Kadosh Baruch Hu Eisa Dava." Kadosh Baruch Hu does not do anything. Elam Kein Nimloch BePamal Shemali, unless he consults with the heavenly court. Shnem, like the pasuk says in Daniel, "Bigzeiras Irin," with the decree of the awake one. Pesgama is the word. UBeMaim Kadishin, and the word of the holy one. Sheilsa is the request, which we see that there is a consultation regarding Kadosh Baruch Hu and his heavenly court before he goes and does anything. And that's why it says in the plural, but really it's Kadosh Baruch Hu that's doing it all himself. Now the Gemara is Harte Nachkuli. Okay, so that could really answer all those questions. But Adi Chersava Remiv, Ma'ik Lamemba, what are you going to say with that pasuk that says there were two thrones? Everything else you could say is Hashem consulting them. So therefore it says in the plural. But here it says there were two thrones. What does that mean? That would sound like that as if there's more than one throne for HaKadosh Baruch himself. Says the Gemara, Echad Loi Ve'Echad LaDavid. Yes, there were two thrones, one for Hashem and one for David HaMelech. Hashem is the king in Shem, on the world, and David is his king over here. To tell you, the Brisa Echad Loi Ve'Echad LaDavid, one's for Hashem and one's for David. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That Amar Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi said that Akiva, Ad Masat Isa Shechina Chel, until when are you going to make the divine presence profane, that you're making it as if there's Hashem, and that a flesh and blood person can be sitting, even David HaMelech, right next to Hashem? That's not why there's two thrones. They're both for Hashem. One is for judgment, and one is for charity. And that's why there's two, but it's all for the same Hashem. So ask the Gemara, Kibla Mene, Oy Lo Kibla Mene, did Rabbi Kiva accept that that's the appropriate pshat for the two thrones? So the Gemara, Tashema, will come in here, the time, like in the Braisa, Echel Adin, Echel Adstak, did Rabbi Kiva. Clearly Rabbi Kiva retracted and he agreed to that pshat and he actually took it on and he said that that's the two thrones, one for judgment and one for charity. And then still on that pshat, only Rabbi Lozman and Azariah, he says, Akiva, Malacha Eitzel HaGadol, what are you doing by regarding Agadic teachings, interpreting what's these things regarding the two thrones? Klach Eitzel Nagoyim, but Oles, go to the Masechtas of Nagoyim, which is a Negatzeras, and the Oles, which is a Tumah, regarding as in the oil. And therefore, that's not the Pshat, not because once for Din, once for Tzedakah. Ela Echel Kisev, Echel Shrashav, and that's as if Hashem changes thrones. Rather, they're both the thrones of Hashem. One is the chair that he sits on, and one is for his footstool. Kise, Leishav Lav, the chair is for him to sit on, and Shrafraf is Lahadim Raglav, and the footstool is for the place of his feet. Again, metaphorically speaking of regarding the Hanag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the world. Now, Amr of Nachman, he says, continue on this theme, he says, Haiman diyod la'adui l'minim kiravidis. Whoever knows how to respond to heretics like Rav Idis, Lahadim, then let him respond. V'iloi, but if not, loy Lahadim, let him not even respond. As the Gemara illustrates, Amar hu mina l'Rav Idis, there was a certain heretic that said to Rav Idis, said the Pasuk says in Shemayis, Vel Moshe Amar, that Hashem said to Moshe, Alei el Hashem, go up to Hashem. Now, Alei elai mi bayle, if it's Hashem speaking to Moshe, it shouldn't say go up to Hashem, it should say go up to me. So what's it saying going up to Hashem? So Malaysia Rav Idis responded to him. He says, you're right, it's not Hashem that spoke to Moshe. Zel mitatrin. This is the Malach mitatrin who is telling Moshe, Alei al Hashem, Sheshmoi Kashem Rabbi, that his name is the same as Hashem's name. And that's why it doesn't mention his name. It just says that he spoke to Moshe, which would sound like Hashem, but it's really mitatrin who is Hashem's, makes him the Melech to go between, to say it, and he has the same name as Hashem. But really, it wasn't to go up to Mitatrin, it was to go to Hashem, and that's why it says Alei Hashem, not Alei Eli. The Silik says the Pasuk in Shemais, when the Jewish people were being demoted from having Hashem leading them in the Midbar, to rather having this Malach Mitatrin leading them, Hashem says, Kishmi Bekir, because my name is in him, meaning to say he is called by my name, as one finds in the Zohar, that when it says Hashem, it's Serampin, there's different elements, but it has the same name as Hashem, that's what it means, and that's why it doesn't say Alei Eli, but rather El Hashem. Now the Gemara, so then he asked him, Ihach, if that's the case, so Nifukule, then we should worship him. He's the same name as Hashem. And that says, no, the Pasuk says over there, Al Tamir Bai, Hashem says, do not switch him, meaning, Al Tamireini Bai, don't switch me, Hashem says, for him. Don't get confused. These are the things that I create to run the world, but it's not him who's God, it's me. So then the question is, Im Kain, but then the Pasuk that says over there, Le Yisalif Hashachem, that Hashem said that he won't be able to forgive your sins, he's not Hashem, so then Lamali, so then what's the gain of having him as the go-between, as this Matatrin to be leading the Jewish people? So Amalei, so Rav Idis responded to this heretic, he says, you're right, Hemanusa B'yadin, this is the faith that we had this tradition, that you're right, this Matatrin did not have the ability to carry our sins, and we also were disgusted with that. That Philip Parvanka, that even for him to be an agent to bring us in and out, we did not accept him. The Sivak, it says over there in the Pasuk in Shemais, and it says, "Vayemer love that Moshe said to Hashem, "Im ein panecha holchem v'gaymer, if your face does not come with us," says Moshe ben Altalein, "don't take us up from me. We don't want that." And you're right, since he doesn't have the capacity as Hashem has. He has the name of Hashem. He has those elements that Hashem puts in, but he's not the one. It's all Hashem, and that's why it says Alei El Hashem, not Eli. And you're right, because he doesn't have the ability. We really didn't want that. Now, Gemara continues another such incident. It was a heretic that said to Rishmol B'Yesi, Ksiv, the Pasuk in Bereishis says, Vashem himter al Sodom v'al Moira, that Hashem rained down on Sodom and Amora, these two places, Gafris ve'esh me'es Hashem, sulfur and fire from Hashem. So he asked him, what do you mean? It says Hashem rained down from Hashem, it said from him. So Amalei Ahu Kaivis, so there was a certain launderer that said to Shmuel B'Bisi, Shavki, leave this heretic. I'm going to respond to him. The Siv, because it says the Pasuk in Bereisha, says he proved to him from a different Pasuk. It says, V'yemid Lemech L'Noshav. Lemech said to his wives, Adah, V'tzila, those are the names of his wives, Shaman Kaili, listen to my voice. Neshe Lemech, the wives of Lemech. So it says, Neshaymi Bayle, say, my wives. Why is it saying, he's telling his wives, listen to me, wives of Lemech. El Meshtoi Kra Hachi, rather he says, you see from this that that's how the Pesukim talk. Over here, that's how the Pesukim talk. Although it's Hashem saying that it came from him, it says that it came from Hashem. Same way he says the wives of Lamech when it's himself talking. So Amalei, so Shmuel B'Bisi said to the launderer, Benolacha, where do you get this beautiful interpretation to resolve this heretic's question? He says, I heard this from the drasha, from the lecture of Remeir, that this pasuk answers that other pasuk. When your mayor would expound by his lecture, have a darish tilsa shmaita, a third of it would be halachic teachings, tilsa agadita, a third of it would be homiletic agadic teachings, and tilsa masli, and a third of it would be mashalim, would be parables. As Vamer Birchlin, also Rabbi Yechanan says, Gimel meis mashalis shualim hoiler meir. Meir had 300 different mashalim parables of fox, of foxen, and ve'ono ein lon el shosh, but we only have three of them. As the Gemara continues, the top of Lamed Tesamid Aleph, bringing one, a mashal where was one of the Meir's mashalim regarding a fox, that the fox fooled the wolf. And he convinced him to say, go into the courtyard of the Jews on Friday when they're preparing the meals for Shabbos, and then you'll be able to eat with them on Shabbos. When the wolf came to enter into the yard of the Jews, so they ganged up on him and hit him with sticks. So the wolf was upset. He came to kill the fox. So he says, no, they only hit you because of your father. Because one time, your father came to help the Jews prepare for their meals, and he ate up all the good pieces of meat. So the wolf said to the fox, "What do you mean? Because of my father, I get hit?" So he said, "Yes." And he quoted him a pasuk in Yechezkel, "Avos yechlu baiser." The fathers eat these unripe grapes, which then hurts the teeth. But v'shini bonim tikena, and it's actually the teeth of the sons that get hurt. So you see that yes, that the fathers do the sins and the sons get the punishment. But said the fox to the wolf, "Don't worry, come with me and I'll show you a place where you can eat and you can be satiated." So he came to him by the well. Now the edge was a piece of wood, and there was a rope that was hanging over that piece of wood that was on the opening of the well. And there was, at the two edges of that rope, were these two buckets that were tied to it. Now the fox went into the upper bucket and waded down. He went down to the bottom of the well. And therefore the bucket that was in the bottom before, then came up to the top. So the wolf said to the fox, "Why'd you go down there?" So he says, "Oh, because there's meat and there's cheese over here to eat and to be satiated." And he showed him the image of the reflection of the moon that was in the water had the same image, that which was round, like a cake of cheese. So he saw that, and the wolf got hungry. He says, "Oh, wow, look what's down over there." He says, "How do I get down?" He says, "No problem. You go up in the bucket that's on the top now." And he went in, and the wolf waded down, and he went down. And therefore, then the bucket that the fox was in went up. So then the wolf sees he's down on the bottom, so he says, "How can I get up?" On that he says, doesn't it say in the pasuk in Vayikra, "Moiznei tzedek, avnei tzedek," that righteous scales, righteous stones, which are used to weigh, which means to say that a person gets what he gives, and there's a righteousness in that judgment, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, that the fox was telling the wolf, "Tzadik mitzara nechlets." A righteous person gets saved from a tzara, from a difficulty. The yaver rasha tachrim, and a wicked person comes in his place, which was the fox was on the bottom, and then he gets saved, and the wicked person takes his place and comes down to the bottom. These are three different psukim which relate to how Remei was able to explain these psukim, which are three psukim explained by the mashalim of the foxen, and Remei had 300 of them, and we remain with only three of them. How we use mashalim relating to foxen to explain psukim.